The Presidential Commission of Inquiry set up to investigate Ghana's World Cup fiasco in Brazil will start work at the media center of the Accra Sports Stadium at 10 a.m. today. This comes on the heels of another letter from FIFA ruling that the GFA is under no obligation to account to the government. The inaugural sitting will be chaired by Appeals Court Judge Justice Senor Jamefe, with support from the two members of the commission, Moses Fuamwani and Kofi Anochi Osudakon. The three-member commission organized two separate seminars for the media in Accra and Kumasi last Thursday and Friday to educate journalists on media law and defamation. The commission will be operating under the powers of a high court in accordance with Articles 278, 279 and 280 of the 1992 Constitution, and therefore could cite people for contempt, among others. So will the commission go ahead with this work despite FIFA's intervention? Moses Fuamwani has joined us on the line. Mr. Amwani, you welcome.
Well, thank you. And let me just indicate that I'm doing this and a lot of difficulty because we're not supposed to be granting interviews openly. But because this is the station of the nation and this Ghana Broadcasting, I am constrained to push out this information so the audience or those who are listening can know and have that information.
We appreciate that, Mr. Amwani. So are you working today? We understand you're starting sitting today.
Sure, we're going to do that. We're sitting at 10 o'clock today to deal with certain matters that are before us.
And what do you make of FIFA's intervention? We are told that there's a ruling from FIFA that the GFA is under no obligation to account to the government. Does this put you in a difficult situation?
Well, not at all. We have not received formally copies of the letter from FIFA, so when we receive those copies and the paper trail, then we will deal with those matters. But don't forget that, as you indicated in your introduction, we have been set up under the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana, and we're going to exercise those powers as we have been given.
But Rami Samani, you have been in the football business for a very long time. You are a legal brain. Did you see any sort of ambiguity in this? FIFA coming in to say, don't go there, government saying that you are obliged under the Constitution to do just that. Are you not going to put yourself in some sort of trouble later on, legally?
No, not at all. If you look, as I said, we are not supposed to go into the details, but as far as we're concerned, from all that we have had in the media, and we don't have the hard copies, as I said, we'll request for those copies, and we will deal with those matters when they come before us. But I don't see any conflict whatsoever. At the end of the day, FIFA's own instructions to the FA in the concluding part of the letter is that they should collaborate with the commission.
Right, so if there is any case of wrongdoing, maybe people haven't done certain things illegally. We are told you have the powers of a high court in accordance with Articles 278, 279 and 280 of the 1992 Constitution. You could cite people for contempt. Is it not going to put people, or let me say, prevent people from attending to your commission?
Well, on the contrary, I would have thought that if, as a quasi-judicial body, we have the powers to compel witnesses, then they will attend rather than it preventing them from returning, from attending to our call. I mean, that's why we went on that education process. So, you know, there are a lot of people in the FA who are all lawyers. They understand the implications of, you know, being summoned to attend a commission's call. And from all the interactions we've had, all the interactions that we've had so far, I don't get the impression that anybody is going to refuse our call. And as I indicated, from all the media reports, and I think you do have them as well, the FIFA's letter said, you know, the FA should collaborate with the commission. So I don't see any problem with attending to our call if we need to call, you know, members of the FA to come and explain one issue here or the other. But let me just make this point quickly, that all these matters will be thrown out there when we sit today, and we will tell you the lines of action that we're going to take.
Right, Mr. Manu, I want to thank you very much for that insight.